Blog Talk Radio.
Reading, my eye has seen the coming of the glory of the Lord, and His truth is marginal. It's Dr. Cox, Master Time, who sends the world today. My friend, the world today is in the most devastating position because the end of time is near. All through the ages, men question, try to find when is end of time, and try to articulate it. But Jesus' disciple in those days also were concerned about the end of time. My friend, when they present this question to my Lord, He told them that no man know the end of time, when it's going to be. But there were signs will point you to the end of time, and you will not be aware if you look at the signs to see when is the end of time. So when you see the walls and ruins of walls, when you see earthquake in diverse places, famine in the land, pestilence, earthquake, nation rise up against nation, kingdom against kingdom. My friend, there's a wall on every continent on this side, and there's a wall that's come down to your bedroom. My friend, Jesus told them, when you see these signs, be mindful of the fact that the coming of the Lord is at the door. But you see, man, look at the outward appearance. The fox knocked the cater. Go on the airway and try to influence the people. It's going to be better. But my friend, every year, it's not better. You have the answer for yearly. Every year, my friend, the world organization fighting within themselves. They are fighting in the bedroom. They are fighting in the living room. They are fighting in the kitchen. They are fighting on the front porch. They take their fight on the street. Then they take their fighting in the church. Then they take their fighting in the school. Everywhere of human activities, you're fighting, my friend. I want you to know the coming of the Lord is at hand. This is a universal call to repentance. So whosoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Let the blind, the homosexual marriage, men are marrying men, women a marrying woman. Oh, they thought it was going to be a good thing. But now they are filling the courthouse with requests for divorce. My friend, if they should have a little talk with those who are married, and they'll tell them what issues they are escaping by not marrying. My friends, my neighbors, my brothers and my sisters. He said, whosoever call, this is in lieu of trying to find out when is the coming of the Lord. The only solution is whosoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Let the blind call, receive sight. The deaf receive hearing. The dumb will speak. The sick will be healed. The lame will walk. Hungry bread from heaven. The thirsty water. The weary rest for the weary. The glad to make the sad glad. The naked the robe of righteousness. Naked and bad. Whosoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. This is the only remedy he offered his disciple. Yes. If you call, you save your soul. My past has been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. My eyes are fixed on the prize. My future is secure. I am finished with the worldly thinking. For my eyes have seen the glory of the presence of the Lord. When eyes have seen His presence, and His truth is marching on. My friend, today I do not need prosperity, position, promotion, or popularity. Don't have to be at the top of the pyramid or the hill to be seen or recognized, or to be praised or rewarded. I now walk by faith, learn by faith, run my race with patience, lift my prayers and labor by the power of the Almighty. My ground is set, my face is set, my ground is fixed, my goal is heaven. My road is narrow, my companion, my way is rough, my companion a few. My guide are reliable and my mission is clear. I cannot be compromised. Detour the way. Turn back, deluded or delay. I will not flinch in the face of sacrifice. Hesitate in the presence of my adversary. Negotiate at the table of my enemies. I pondered at the pool of popularity. Our mandate in the maze of mediocre. I will not give up. Shut up. Until I have stayed up. Stole up. Preach up. Paid up for the cause of Jesus Christ, who left his home in glory and died to save a sinner like me. You too. You save you too. I am one of his disciples. I must spread this gospel till he come. But when he come for me, I shall know him by the print of the nail in his hand. And he shall know me by his blood applied to my heart. Say, oh, Negro spirit shall say, I shall know him, I shall know him, I shall know him by the print of the nail in his hand. Ah, my friend, don't you want to know him? Don't you want to know him? Lesson today will be taken from 2 Corinthians 10:1-18. Remember the Paul here is preaching to his newly convert, saying, now I, Paul, myself beseech you by the meekness and gentleness of Christ, who is present and base among you, but being absent and bold towards you. But I beseech you that I may not be bold when I am present with you. With that confidence, where would I think to be bold against some? Which think of us as if we walk according to the flesh. But though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapon of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imagination, and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ, and having in a readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience be fulfilled. Do you look on things after the outward appearance? If any man trusts to himself that he is Christ, let him of himself think this again, that as he is Christ, even so are we Christ. For the wise should boast somewhat more of our authority, which the Lord hath given us for edification, and not for your destruction. I should not be ashamed, that I may not seem as if I would terrify you by letter. For this letter, say they are weighty and powerful, and his boldness present is weak, and his speech contemptible. Let such an one think this, that such as we are in words by letter, when we are absent, such will we be also in deeds when we are present. For we dare not make ourselves of the numbers, or compare ourselves with some that commend themselves. But they measure themselves by themselves, and compare themselves among themselves, and are not wise. But we will not boast of things without our measure. But according to the measure of the rule which God had distributed to us, a measure to reach even unto you. For we stretch not ourselves beyond our measure, as though we reach not unto you. For we are come so far as to you also in preaching the gospel of Christ, not boasting of things without our measure, that is, of other men's labor, but having hope, when your faith is increased, that we shall be enlarged by you according to our rules abundantly, to preach the gospel in the region beyond you, and not to boast in another's mainland of things made ready to our hand, but that glorified. But he that glorified, let him glory in the Lord. For not he that commended himself is approved, but whom the Lord commended. And be rest. And our principal subject today is, men look at the outward appearance, but God, who searches the heart, an example, I'm going to stop right here and give you an example how God searches the heart and how men look at the outward appearance. My friend, the outward appearance is quite deceiving. The outward appearance is weak, is dull, is deceiving. But God, who searches the heart, here an example about the lad his father had 12 sons. They all was noble men. They all was herdsmen. They keep the father's shop. And the Lord looked down through the telescope of time and wanted the man to go and deliver his people Israel from Egypt's bondage. And one day, as Jacob contemplate on his sons out in the field, he had a little boy by the name of Joseph, who he made a coat of many colors for, because he loved him. Because this was Rachel's child. Say, Joseph take some parched corn, go down and see how your brother doing, so you'll bring me word. As obedient as he was, yeah, journey down in search of his brothers. When he find him, he delivered the message. But they said, oh, here come the dreamer. We'll get rid of him. And we'll see what his dream gonna do for him. However, they put him in the hole. Reuben said, oh, let us shed no blood. Put him in the hole. And a band of Ishmaelites bound for Egypt to sell goods. One said, let us sell him. And they took Joseph. They stripped him off his coat, sold him to Egyptian band. Get down in Egypt, they sold him to Potiphar's servant for 30 pieces of silver. And Jacob was a blessing everywhere. Joseph was a blessing everywhere he went. God had blessed him. God, who searched the heart of Jacob, seen he was a man who was willing to pay the price to deliver Israel from bondage. And my friends, as the story goes on, you see how, you read how, after being in prison for a period of time, he became an overseer, looking after other prisoners. At this time, beloved, it's time for me to leave the air. But I want you to know that there's two trains going. One train is going up, or one train is going down. And if you are, if you're on the heavenbound train, you are going by the streets of the gates of pearl, and the streets of gold, silver water running down the throne of God, and the luscious garden in the background, where the tree of life, and my Lord, are standing, the angels saying, "Holy, holy, my Lord," bowing down before him to welcome you. Say, "Who are these?" The wise say, "Master, these are days having come from great tribulation and have washed their garment. These are days who have washed their garment in the blood of the Lamb. These are days who came from great tribulation, who are stricken down and getting up over and over, who have tortured, who have whipped, who have murdered. These are days that came from great tribulation, and whose garments are washed in the blood of the Lamb, and his word is no." These are days. But the other train, you call it the hellbound train, that are going downward. The devil says, "Ha ha 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 ha." So, yes, you are. Well, pay your fare, and I'll land you safe in the lake of fire. You have stole, you have cheated, you have murdered, you have put down, you have all the abominable sin. You have paid your fare, and our land you are safe in the lake of fire, where the worm die not, and the fire not quench. Ah, beloved, what a price to pay, what a payday, after you have lived all your life, after you have lived all your life, and payday coming. Your pay gonna be in the lake of fire, where the worm die not, and the fire not quench. Ah, my friend, but you still have some time. He said, "Whosoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." If you call him now, He can save you from your soul. He'll pick you up. He turn you around. He put clapping in your hand. He put shouting in your feet. High praise unto the mighty God. Amen. And you too will be along with those who sing the song that the angel cannot sing. I have been redeemed. Oh, praise God, I have been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, my friend. My friend, don't you want to escape that place where the fire not quench and the worm die not? My friends, today, while I speak, while I yet speak, you still have an opportunity to escape. Amen. And you too can be on that heaven-bound train. Gates of pearl, the streets of gold. And oh, what a time to be. When we all get home. God bless you. God keep you. It's my prayer.